Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno was elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to OnlyFans Q&A Live, a question and answer show exclusive to OnlyFans and Miami Dolphins Discord server. Now here's your host, Alf.
And we're on, and this is OnlyFans Q&A Live for September the 4th, 2024. The show is back. It's been gone for about 2 months because we had camp. We had the offseason in between. We're going to go straight through the season, right until the draft, through the draft. And then we're going to have the offseason return with Marek Brave, who is my co-host tonight. Hello, Marek.
Yes, sir, Alf. Here I am. Happy to be on with you, man. I actually got back to work at the Black and Brave Wrestling Academy today. For those who don't know, that's what I do, man. I'm pro wrestling all the time. So to be able to come on here, talk Dolphins football with Alf, talk Dolphins football with y'all, the 3YPC Discord members, it's a fun time, and I'm happy to do it. We are just a few days away from regular season Miami Dolphins football. How about it?
Yeah, and if you want to participate in any of these shows, you want to ask questions live, and if you want to ask a question live, all you got to do is just raise your hand and get in the queue to ask a question live. We had one earlier because we're actually recording this a second time. So there is now a lost episode of OnlyFans Q&A Live. So we are going to read some of the questions that were on the other episode and we're going to answer them again. But there is one member of our, and it actually was Dolphins Craze 305, our trivia champion, who has won. He corrected me. I said he won $400 in gift cards from us. No, he won $300 in gift cards from us. He is defending his title next month as we get a sponsor for him. But if you want to participate in any of these shows, you want to ask questions live, you got to become a member of our Discord. And you do that by going to discord.gg/OnlyFins. And you become a member there for $3 a month. And as always, this show is brought to you by Prize Picks. Use the promo code 3YARDS. That's the number 3YARDS and get this promotion. You make a $5 play and they give you $50. That's it. No strings attached or at all or anything. So you can play Tyreek Hill more yards than I think it was at 92 or something like that for Sunday. And I think two was at 248. Don't quote me. You can check it out on Prize Picks. But you can make any combination of plays for $5, and they give you $50. I can't think of a better promotion anywhere, in anything, really. So, go to Prize Picks, use the promo code 3YARDS. That's the number 3YARDS. And, of course, check out our store. Go to onlyfans.printify.me/products. Check out our designs. I'll put up our designs against anybody, anywhere, and especially our prices. Go check out our prices. We're not trying to kill you with our prices on our t-shirts. We actually sell $19.99 t-shirts. And it's not the garbage that some people sell. You know, we sell the highest quality. Bella Canvas. Okay? So, we're not trying to get rich off of y'all. We want you to wear our stuff. It's as simple as that. All right, Mark, today was also my favorite day of the year, which is the release of the first injury report. And that injury report, woof, man, that thing is not... It's not worth the paper that it's printed on. I will summarize it for all of you. Jalen Ramsey is injured. Nobody else is. So they are pretty healthy, and Jalen Ramsey is nursing a hamstring injury. Now, what does that mean? Well, this team, since Mike McDaniel has been here, has had a no-practice, no-play policy that's pretty strong. And in fact, I can't remember a guy who has not practiced on Thursday and then did not, and then, you know, managed to play on Sunday. I don't remember that happening. All right? Besides the obvious ones, which is Raheem Mostert never practices because he's a running back. They're going to got to keep him fresh. And Teron Armstead, you know, he doesn't practice. But other than that, even Jaylen Waddle last year for the Bills game, he didn't practice on a Thursday. He did the walkthrough on a Friday and then did not play on Sunday. So I would watch tomorrow. I would watch the injury report tomorrow. I would make sure to see if Jalen Ramsey is available tomorrow. If he is not available tomorrow, then I think his status for the game against the Jaguars is probably in jeopardy. At least that's the way I would see it. So he's pretty much the only guy on the injury report. It's the only injury of consequence. Looking good for Aaron Brewer or A'ron Brewer. I don't know how the hell they pronounce his name. It's been pronounced twice different ways, and he doesn't correct anybody. But we shall find out soon enough. So they're relatively healthy. Jalen Ramsey is out. That's the status of their injury report. Now, why do they have so many names on that injury report? Well, the Dolphins a couple of years ago were admonished by the NFL about, I guess, the reporting policy. And then last year they decided, we're just going to report every damn thing. Now, I'm going to give credit to my partner, Chris Kaufman, who researched this. In 2023, the Dolphins had exactly zero vet rest day designations in the entire year. In this first injury report, they have 7. So that's telling you all you need to know. I guess the NFL got to Miami and said, look, you know, you guys got to tell us when you're doing these vet rest days. You can't just start listing every single injury on the team. You know, a hangnail, a cough, or, you know, an ingrown toenail. You can't put everything on the injury report. You got to be a little bit more specific. And they decided to do that with this first report where they have all these vet rest days. So I guess this year the injury reports will be a little bit more detailed, and we will learn a little bit more from them. All right, let's get to these questions again, because we're recording this thing. All right, Marek, hit me with questions from the chat.
All right, well, I mean, you just addressed it. We're talking about the injury report right now, in particular Jalen Ramsey. If Ramsey does, in fact, not play on Sunday against the Jacksonville Jaguars, do the Dolphins have the horses in that secondary to run with Christian Kirk, Brian Thomas Jr., Gabe Davis, Evan Engram, and the like?
They have a pretty nice, good group, right? I think the Dolphins, the way they can mitigate some of this and the way they can mitigate the loss of Jalen Ramsey is by Anthony Weaver's propensity to bring 5 in a pressure 5 defense. Now, the Dolphins have a pressure 5 defense. They had one last year. But last year's pressure 5 defense was a pressure 5 defense in name only. Okay? So they would threaten 5. They would do simulated blitzes. They wouldn't bring them. I think Anthony Weaver's ethos from McDonald, who is now in Seattle, we get to see him in a few weeks, is to bring that 5th guy. So that's how you would do it. You would also do it by changing some coverages. Now, Jalen Ramsey being healthy allows you to play a lot of different coverages. Now, in dime, I do expect this team to play more safeties, which means Jalen Ramsey will probably reduce inside, kick inside to play nickel, some in the dime. He might even play some dime linebacker, okay? But I expect, if Jalen Ramsey's not available against these guys, to play a lot more zone, a lot more, let's say, quarters coverage, a lot of half coverages, some cover 6. they'll put, I wouldn't say the sombrero, but they're going to put a more emphasis, a bigger emphasis on Kendall Fuller playing with safety help, but alone underneath against their field side guy. So I think that they might put a bigger, you know, more on his plate and just play a lot of zone. But the way you're going to mitigate all of that, of course, is by bringing that extra guy, which I think it's in their DNA to do this year. I've seen enough from Anthony Weaver all throughout camp. He has a quick trigger finger, okay? He has a very, very itchy trigger finger to call that blitz and bring the fifth guy. And that guy could be anybody. Could even be Channing Tindall in a specialist role. So it's in his DNA. I think that's how you begin to mitigate the loss of somebody like Jalen Ramsey. Play a little bit more exotic coverages underneath and bring that fifth guy. All right, next question.
Alf, you know, back to the offensive line. Always got to worry about this offensive line with the Miami Dolphins. This is more of an interior offensive line question. Are you worried about the Dolphins' ability to run the ball in between the tackles this year?
I am a little bit concerned about that, and I'll tell you why. Look, I saw all of camp, and one thing that camp featured was an expansion of the running game, all right? They went from an outside zone, split zone, inside zone team to a team that wants to employ a lot of 12 personnel, meaning two tight ends, and they want to run some gap scheme stuff, okay? Some called runs. They want to run power. Run counter. They want to run traps. They want to run wham blocks. They want to have a very expansive and diversified run game. You need guards to do that. I don't think if they had Robert Hunt, I'd be pretty jazzed about it. They don't. They have Liam Eikenberg on that side. Now Robert Jones, you could run leads behind him. You could run power behind him. But is that going to make you a left-handed team? Because I wouldn't trust running leads to Austin Jackson and Liam Eikenberg's side. Maybe they proved me wrong. But, you know, we know Aaron Brewer, he's getting healthy-ish. They have Andrew Meyer, and I'm pretty excited about having Andrew Meyer behind him. But the interior offensive line is not really made for this gap scheme. They're built to run outside zone, inside zone. Okay? So we shall see. I don't think it's just one giant bluff. There's no way they're going to spend all of those snaps in training camp on diversifying and expanding this run game. And then they called it in the preseason games too. Like it's not like they practiced it and then now it'll be gone and never to be heard from again. They ran those plays in preseason as well. I don't think you spent all that time to not do it. So, yeah, I'm concerned because I just don't think that they have the horses at guard. They obviously disagree. And the great thing about it is that we will find out in a matter of days now who was right. I hope they are. Next question.
All right, I'm going to combine a couple questions here together, Alf. This guy wants to know, why does there seem to be a general panic from the media members about this team being good? And regarding this team, have you, Alf, ever felt more positive about a Dolphins season since Dan Marino retired than this one upcoming right now?
No, I have not felt more positive about a team since 1994, okay? And that was with Dan Marino. And I'll explain why I wasn't confident with a lot of those Jimmy teams. I always felt those teams were incomplete. I didn't feel like those teams were very good on offense. And then when Wanstead got here, I didn't have confidence in the quarterback. I thought they had an opportunity a couple of times to get a Trent Green or Matt Hasselbeck. They didn't do it. Either one would have been fine, I think, with that team at that time. So I felt that team just didn't have the quarterback. This team pretty much has everything it needs. It just needs health. And if it has health, it should be good enough to go very, very deep, very, very far, and win at least a division title and maybe even a couple of playoff games, possibly even get to a Super Bowl. So, yeah, I am pretty jazzed about this team. I'm pretty excited about this team. The most excited I've been since 1994, I would say. That team was Super Bowl ready. That team lost in the divisional round because of a missed field goal. Everybody knows that game against the Chargers when they blew that lead. So, Yeah, this is the most excited I am about this team. Now, as far as the media members being in a general panic about this team not being about this team being good, maybe they're a little shell shocked from the last, you know, 20 some odd years, you know. But and they also are on Twitter. If you're on Twitter all the time, and I get this ever since I've gotten off Twitter a little bit. But when I used to be on Twitter, it just, you know, it's just a really negative and toxic place. So if you're there all the time, that's all you're going to get. And if you're used to the last 20 years of this team, it's hard to be optimistic. But I look at this roster, and remember, I'm one of these people that does not believe that one year runs into the next. Things change. Times change. Bad times never last. They always change. The proof is with the Florida Panthers. For damn near 30 years, they were absolutely a moribund disaster franchise. They get Bill Zito. Let me tell you about Prize Picks. Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the daily action with your friends and become part of the Prize Picks community today. Sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. One Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Football is on the way, so do as I do and make Monday and Thursday night football more interesting. Download the Prize Picks app today and use the promo code 3YARDS. That's the number 3YARDS and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's the code 3YARDS on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
They win the President's Trophy. Okay, best record in hockey. Now they lose in the second round in disappointing fashion against the Lightning. They get swept. Following year, they make the Stanley Cup Final. Third year, they win the Stanley Cup Final. And now that all of that is erased forever. And now they're one of the better run franchises. And they're a champion. And they're going to have a shiny new banner in Amerant Bank Arena. See? It changed. That could change here too. And it doesn't mean Buffalo has to be great forever. Look at that roster. You tell me that the Bills are going to dominate the division again? I just don't believe you. I think that they've taken a substantial step back, and Miami is primed to take advantage of it. So I expect big things from this team. All they need is health now. Next question.
Going to combine a couple questions again. Capster wants to know, any players out there, any free agents out there that you think could benefit the Miami Dolphins at all right now? And in particular, this guy wants to know about edge rusher, former Jaguars first round pick in 2020, Kalavon Chaisson.
Nah, he's just not good. And the Dolphins have about 6 guys that I'd rather have. And they're on the roster already. Plus, they have a star come on the way back. And I would venture to guess week 7 against the Colts after the bye week is when we could see Bradley Chubb back. That's my guess. All right. So, no, there's really nothing out there in the waiver wire. And I've looked. There's nothing as far as free agents. I guess Mark Glowinski still hasn't gotten a job. Guess you could bring him in for some depth. It worked for me. Like, look, Sean Harlow is on IR. they were counting on him to provide some depth. They haven't really replaced him. They got Chasen Hines still on the roster. I guess you could sign Mark Lewinsky, but really there's nothing out there. Like, it's pretty barren out there. It's not a very attractive free agent crop right now. Now, if you need a cornerback, Xavier Howard's out there. All right, next question.
All right, Alf. Fantasy football time. Is it time that all of us Dolphins fans, should we be putting Jalen Wright on our fantasy squads right now?
No. But if you did draft Devon Achane, Achane, or Raheem Mostert, and you could use your last pick, like let's say you have a deep league where you have 15 roster spots, right? You draft Devon Achane or you draft Raheem Mostert. If you could use your last draft pick on Jalen Wright, it makes sense to me because he's a handcuff. One of those guys goes down. Devon Achane goes down or Raheem Mostert goes down. Jalen Wright's going to get that workload. And guess what? I think he's going to be just as effective. So he's worth picking up as a handcuff. And maybe you could play that game. If you need that roster spot, you could drop Jalen Wright, pick up a guy for the week that you might need, and then drop him right away, and then pick up Jalen Wright again, because Jalen Wright really is only going to be in demand, and I think he'd be one of the hotter fantasy players, by the way. He'll be in demand if one of those guys goes down, if Devon Achane or Raheem Mostert goes down. One of those two guys goes down, I think Jalen Wright would become pretty popular and one of the top free agent pickups, okay, in fantasy. So if you can use your last draft pick, use it. If not, play that waiver wire game. But only this is only really if you have Achane or Mostert. And if you have neither, obviously you're waiting for Achane or Mostert to miss a game, and then you do want Jalen Wright because he'll be a fabulous spot starter. I think he'll score. I think he's going to get those touches, and he's going to be just as effective as Mostert or Achane. All right, next question.
All right. Now, I know you're going to get into this with the Jaguars film breakdown on the 3YPC Discord coming up here, but maybe you can give us a little teaser. Any matchups the Dolphins can exploit offensively against these Jaguars week one?
Offensively, look, the guy that you can exploit, all right, and it's because of the way that they play him, they don't try to really mug him into the A-gap or B-gap, and that's Josh Allen. And that's not the quarterback, Josh Allen. That's the pass rusher, Josh Allen, number 41. Watch how they line him up. They're essentially going to line him up over Teron Armstead. Now, you're tempted to say, okay, just have Armstead handle him. Wrong. That's not the way. That's not the Shanahan way or really the Mike McDaniel way. There's a video online. It's on YouTube. It's pretty cool. But 49ers playing against the Steelers where Shanahan had to deal with T.J. Watt in the first half. T.J. Watt was pretty much wrecking the game. He was devoting a lot of resources to him. And they decided, you know what? You know what's better than devoting a lot of resources toward him and he's destroying you? How about devoting no resources to him, leaving him unblocked, and using misdirection and speed against him to basically have him running around in a circle out in space? You could do that with Josh Allen. You could run inside of him. You don't necessarily want to run around him because he could use his speed to set the edge and funnel guys back inside. But in the pass game, you could use play action. You could use your run actions to mitigate his pass rush, especially since they like to rush him so much from that side with Teron Armstead there. And in the run game, again, you could run inside of him. You could slip inside of him. You could run a lot of inside zone, split zones. You could run power at him as well because he's more of a lighter defender. You don't want to devote a lot of resources because once you do, that opens up thing for other guys on that line like Walker, who does rush in the A and B gaps on occasion while Josh Allen doesn't. So that's what I would look for is the chess game with Josh Allen in this game on Sunday. I think it's going to be important and probably game-changing. And I can almost guarantee they're not going to devote a lot of resources to him. They're going to block him one-on-one, and they're going to use misdirection. They're going to use his speed against him. All right, next question.
Well, from one Josh Allen to the other, Alf, now we're talking about Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen. you know, looking a little bit into the future here to the Dolphins with Chop Robinson, Jalen Phillips, Bradley Chubb, who won't see Josh Allen the first time they play him, but will the second time. Mo Kamara, do the Dolphins have the combo of speed and size to really chase Josh Allen down, run him down, take him down, and make him accept punishment for running the football?
Absolutely, but it's going to have to do with the run fits, and this has to do with Anthony Weaver and the way that he teaches defense and the Ravens' way, okay? You want to get guys in the B gap. You want to get guys rushing three tech against Josh Allen because he escapes. He does not escape outside. Lamar Jackson escapes outside. Josh Allen escapes inside and steps up and through your defense inside. So you want to have guys rushing three tech and up the field, splitting the guard and tackle. And you want your big guys clogging up the middle to make it hard for Josh Allen to escape up the middle. So that way your three techs, once they start their rush, they could always spin back. They could always, you know, recover back to try to close out those lanes. So it's really about run fits. You don't worry about containing Josh Allen. You worry about filling lanes within the offensive line against Josh Allen. You want to clog lanes against Josh Allen, because he escapes up the field. He doesn't escape around the pocket. He doesn't leave the pocket. He escapes up through the pocket. So that's what I would say. But hey, they have the Jaguars first. All right. So let's not move ahead yet. Next question.
All right, Alf. You know, we didn't get this question the first time. This is a new question. So this will be an interesting one for you. And I like this question. So let's ask it. Who do you expect to see more of in the passing game until Odell Beckham Jr. comes back? Devon Achane or Jonnu Smith / the rest of the tight ends?
Jonnu Smith and the rest of the tight ends, because I think they'll use some 12 personnel. So that's the short answer. I think they're going to use Jonnu as well in the slot. You saw his designation as an F. Remember, the F is the move guy, all right? Some people call it the flex guy. It's actually the formation changer or formation adjuster, which is kind of the same thing. Think of the guy that's almost always moving and changing your formation, which is the off-ball tight end in 12 personnel, the fullback in 21 personnel, even the slot receiver in 11 personnel. So think of that guy, and that's your F. And right now they have Ingold, Jonnu Smith, and Tanner Connor playing those three spots. So I expect a heavy dose of Jonnu Smith. I think it's going to be a pretty big part of the offense. You know, again, you're not going to waste all of training camp to not use it, you know, when the bullets are live. So I expect Jonnu Smith to have a pretty big role on this offense. And I think it'll start on this Sunday. All right. I think I could take a couple more questions if we have them.
Yes, absolutely. We can go back to a question from the first round that didn't get recorded, but here we are doing it again. Will the Dolphins use CB3 or safety 3 more this season, Alf?
I would say safety 3. I think even in dime, you're going to see three safeties and three cornerbacks. And I think you're going to see Jordan Porter play a lot of dime linebacker. So I would say three safeties. Look, they have four guys that I think they can trust. I think they have four guys that I actually like. So, yeah, you're going to see Marcus May and Javon Holland deep, and you're going to see Jordan Porter playing close to the box, and Elijah Campbell playing some in that role as well. So, yeah, you're going to see three safeties on there, especially on third down and dime. You're definitely going to see that for sure. All right, a couple more questions. I see that one of our favorites from the Patreon chat has shown up, Jesse Davis. He has a couple.
Oh, yes, he does. We already got to one of them. He actually does want to know, back to the Jonnu Smith or Achane question. He must have some money in his pocket. He's looking.
And Merrick cuts out, so I will have to.
To you this weekend. Jonnu Smith over 24.5 receiving yards or Devon Achane over 22.5 receiving yards?
All right, you cut out, so I'll read the question. It's Jonnu over 24.5 receiving yards or Achane over 22.5 receiving yards, which is the better bet for Sunday? Better bet is Achane over 22.5 receiving yards because he could do it on one catch. But if I could take a parlay of both, I would take both, okay? because I think they'll achieve both. I think they're both going to get enough targets. And by the way, I am playing Jonnu Smith on Sunday. And the reason I am is because, as the great Charlie Weiss once said, they have a decided schematic advantage in this game. And Jonnu Smith fits that bill perfectly. I could see Jonnu Smith catching 5 balls for 68 yards and a touchdown. I could really see him do something like that. And that is a hell of a fantasy game for a tight end. Especially if you're in PPR. So, yeah, I like both. Achane's the better bet. But if you could parlay both of them, do it. All right. One more question, if there is one. And I think we could call it.
Yeah, we can ask an offensive line question to close it out. What unseen factors could contribute to the offensive line being better than we thought?
Scheme, and then the emergence of Liam Eikenberg becoming something that we didn't think he was. I guess that. And, of course, health. If they have if they're completely healthy on the offense, let's say they pull off what the Buffalo Bills did last year, have everybody on the offensive line completely healthy for the entire season. If they do that, they're going to have a good offensive line. Because their tackles are going to be good and their center is going to be good. So, and then they're going to say, I told you so. I told you that guards didn't matter. But it usually never works that way. But let's say it does. Then that would contribute to it being better. The other thing that can contribute to it being better is if they rely on some of this new stuff and it actually works. If they do diversify the run game and they are going to run it more and they're going to run some gap scheme stuff. And it actually does work, and the emergence of Robert Jones is actually a thing, then yeah, it could be better. But health alone could make it better. Last year, the 3 best offensive linemen played half the season. Teron Armstead, Connor Williams, Robert Hunt all played less than 50% of the snaps played on the offensive line. So health alone is going to make them better if it happens. We're going to call it right here. Again, if you want to participate in any of these shows, you got to become a member of our Discord. That's at discord.gg/OnlyFins. And you become a member there for $3 a month. See you guys next week.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to OnlyFins Q&A Live.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.